with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. Major League Baseball, a very short five-game schedule last night, beginning with the Mariners defeating the Angels 4-2. In front office news, prior to the game, the Mariners acquired first baseman Josh Naylor from the Diamondbacks as the franchise tries to beef up its offense ahead of next week's July 31st trade deadline. Lots of other teams trying to make that deal that will help pennant chances. The Orioles defeated the Guardians 4-3, Blue Jays over the Tigers 11-4, Cardinals down the Padres 9-7, it was the Athletics over the Astros 5-2. WNBA three games, Sparks beat the Sun, Fever over the Aces, and the Storm winners over the Sky. Women's tennis, after becoming the oldest women's tennis player to win a match in a competitive tournament, Venus Williams bows out of the D.C. Open in a second round, straight sets of 2-6 to Magdalena Frech. Spectators gave her a standing ovation. This is SRN Sports. President Trump still involved in sports, as yesterday he signed an executive order mandating that federal authorities clarify whether college athletes can be considered employees of the schools that they play in, and also in an attempt to create a clearer national standard as the NCAA tries to wrestle with the issue of how athletes in college sports should be compensated. Mr. Trump directed the Secretary of Labor and the National Labor Relations Board to clarify the status of collegiate athletes through guidance or rules that, quote, will maximize the educational benefits and opportunities provided by higher education institutions through athletics, unquote. The order does not provide or suggest specifics on the controversial topic. Of course, the world of sports and entertainment, mourning the passing of Hulk Hogan, the larger-than-life icon of professional wrestling, who died yesterday at age 71 from cardiac arrest. Most famously, a year ago, he endorsed President Trump's 2024 campaign with his signature gesture. This is SRN Sports.